This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, the over-the-road truckers, men and women, and to all those first responders down there in Surfside, Florida, down there, South Miami Beach. We have you on our thoughts and prayers, and we certainly wish you Godspeed. The work you're doing is appreciated. It's a tough road to hoe right now for you guys down there, and I know that. All right. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Don't forget, on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Save yourself some money. See the different things we have to offer over there. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
I would love to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded and formed under Judeo-Christian values. And the woke makeover of our country is not going to fly.
No, I certainly hope not. There's a lot of people out there, Captain, who are calling out this kind of thing and exposing it literally for what it is.
And the school boards, what you're seeing right now, folks, at the school boards is coming to America this fall at the voting booth, because I'm telling you, for the fools that have been out there that have been playing this game with the 1619 and the CRT and all that sort of stuff, you are literally going to get your butts handed to you. So too bad, so sad.
Well, exactly right. And again, I think, Captain, the expression of waking the sleeping giant, you've got a lot of parents across all of America who are pretty upset.
Hotter than a firecracker.
That's right, about this CRT and so forth. They are seeing what is becoming literally an alien ideology that is being placed there to supplant American history. It's not right.
Now, we have a situation right now with the military. Russia is talking tough. We talked the other morning about the ships in Armenia. Remember the Russians and the British?
Right.
Well, Russia has threatened to fire directly at warships that approach its borders anywhere. Its borders also include Armenia, the part that they annexed to make part of the Soviet Union. They say that there'll be no more warning shots. They will fire directly at the warships if they encroach their territory again.
That's right. And it looks like the deputy foreign minister also made some kind of comments that Russia could resort to bombing if its borders are not
respected. They would bomb the ships.
Exactly. So this is really big time, because obviously, Captain, this deputy foreign minister is not going to say anything that he doesn't have, you know, direct permission, I would think, from Vladimir Putin, for
right.
one. And Vladimir Putin just had a meeting with the American President Joe Biden. So go figure what might be happening in their calculus.
Vladimir Putin, Putin is exerting his authority and his manliness, if you will, over Joe Biden, who yesterday had to resort to something like this.
And I just want to tell you that when you're out there, don't forget you can do this.
What the hell was that all about? Whispering over the microphone. That's a sign of weakness, by the way.
Well, that lit up social media, by the way.
It should. There's something wrong.
Yeah, people wondering what's going on. As you said, something's wrong. What's going on here? I got to tell you, Captain, if President Trump had moments, several, by the way, moments the way that Joe Biden
would have showed up with a straitjacket.
That's right. They would have got the net, and that would have been it. And but Joe Biden, he was very, very strange, to say the least. I don't think it was dramatically making his point or anything like that. It seemed like he was a little bit out of it. I hate to say it. It gives us no joy.
Yesterday was one of those days, if you looked at his eyes and you looked at the vein bulging on the right side of his head, he looked like he was hyped up on a bunch of drugs.
Or exactly, and
his eyes were just I don't know what the hell he was looking at. His eyes were like he was squinting at. It was like looking at two straws that would have been flattened.
Right, precisely right. And so, unfortunately, whatever message he has also is completely taken away by the weird whispering that he did. And so again, I mean, we'll see what he does tomorrow. Maybe it'll be something else. But this wasn't. It's not pro. And I hate to say the way that.
No, it was a very weak individual standing up there doing that. All right, now a Democratic representative is comparing the tax cut for the blue state millionaires that they get to Mahatma Gandhi's marches against colonialism back in the day in India.
Well, I guess he wants to get his comment, I think, out in on the news programs, I guess. It's to say something like that. That kind of comparison doesn't seem to be apt, number one.
Who was that? Do you know?
Was it Representative Jamie Raskin?
Okay,
of Maryland.
All right, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, all right, because I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the music in my ear, and folks, when we come back, Ilhan Omar is back again, but the facts that she tried to throw out there yesterday were easily debunked. And wait till I tell you what she said and what got debunked. You are going to just absolutely shudder.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Appreciate that. And of course, his program, the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio, heard Sunday nights on many of these stations from 8 to 11 Eastern Time, and also his daily defense during the week, 4 to 5. And catch him on many, again, of these same stations. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. And as I said, I was talking to Mike Lindell's administrative assistant yesterday. And looking forward to seeing him on the 3rd of July when he comes to Sarasota, Florida. And right now is the time, if you're interested in getting something from Mike Lindell and helping him out, you know the story behind him. His website, MyPillow.com, he's taken all the products that he had that was in some of the Bed Bath & Beyond stores and all that where they said, nope, we don't want your products anymore because you supported Donald Trump and this, that, and the other. Well, he stuck it all on a website, and it's like a catalog store, and plenty of things there that people can use that you'll save a bunch of money with by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Because, for example, MyPillow premium pillows are at the lowest price ever. And if you want to save $40 on a set of pillows, $40, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Same thing with the 6-piece MyPillow towel set. You'll save $65 right now by using the promo code CAPTAIN. And then there's the bathroom slippers. Oh, my goodness. And the slippers are good enough. I wore them around yesterday morning outside. I was out in the grass doing some things. I was decorating the outside of my place up for the 4th of July and putting some stuff out there that I have every year. And, by the way, I bought a brand-new American flag at the American Flag Store yesterday. Made in America! And hung it up there in front with my POWMIA flag underneath it. So, MyPillow.com, go over there, check out whatever it is that you would like to order.
Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn, save you a bunch of money, and you'll be helping out a great patriot, Mike Lindell, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, you've got MyPillow stuff, right?
I do. And what I have my eye on is the MyPillow mattress topper.
Oh, I'm telling you, I got that last weekend, and I've been sleeping like a baby ever since.
I can imagine, and especially as we're in the summertime now, one of the things that it does, it helps to regulate your body temperature throughout the night. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah, and you're not going to sweat. You know, some of these mattresses, you lay there, maybe you do or you don't have air conditioning or whatever, and you're not going to lay there and sweat.
Right, exactly.
That's a great thing about it. Same with the pillow, I might add.
Precisely.
All right, well, Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, and folks, the jig is up. You folks up here in Minnesota that elected Ilhan Omar, it's not because of the fact that, and I've heard this many times, Kyle, oh, it's a Somali district. All those Somalis control it up there. No, they don't. What did you just find out when you looked it up?
Well, Omar's district, Captain, evidently, this according to the latest statistics, 62.7% white non-Hispanic.
Thank you.
16.9% black.
Thank you.
Yeah, 5.9% Asian non-Hispanic.
Yep.
And the list goes on. But wait a minute. Now, Omar's like trying to make it look like Representative Crenshaw's district. He's just got this quote-unquote white district. I mean, that's her sentiment for that.
Well, she challenged him, and she called out Congressman Crenshaw from Texas and said that his majority was a white district. But, in fact, her district is actually whiter by the numbers than Crenshaw's is. Hello.
No kidding.
Hello.
No kidding. Well, again,
what a liar.
Well, it's about this weaponization of language in that regard. Well, your thing is whiter than this and that, and it's only meant to divide. It's only meant to be mean spirited.
Yes. You're right. Now, we heard from Eric Adams yesterday, the former NYPD captain, who has now he's now a New York City mayoral frontrunner, as the case would be, got the most votes of the Democrats. He had a message for the far left yesterday, and what he said was amazing. He said, and I quote, "I am the face of the new Democratic Party."
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And that's one of the reasons is because he went up against Bill de Blasio, an AOC's candidate, and beat her by about 10 points. She's going to be in the runoff, I do believe. That's, what is it, May? What's her name? May something?
Miles, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Going to run against her and possibly one other woman, too, that used to be in the trash commissioner for the sanitary sanitation department in New York City. So it looks like it'll be those three going against each other. And it looks like as if he'll be the winner going up against Curtis Sliwa, who is the longtime founder of the Guardian Angels. And by the way, if Eric Adams is running on Law and Order, you know Curtis Sliwa is.
Well, of course. So it will be a very interesting mayoral race. But of course, the name of the game is to try to turn around the Titanic on this thing that Bill de Blasio has essentially created there. And I think a lot of New Yorkers they want something to change. They want things to get better. They want their great city to really come back from where it's at right now, because it's just a shame what's happening in New York City.
Now, Greg Jarrett is a legal commentator on Fox, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And he made a comment yesterday about COVID and China and little Dr. Fauci. And he made the comment, and the quote was, "The tangled web of deceit just got bigger with some of what we're hearing about the emails and what's coming out of China about COVID and the connection between..." And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time between little Dr. Fauci's NIH and the money that was given to the Wuhan lab.
That's right. And evidently, I think part of this headline that we're seeing just throughout yesterday was the idea that President Trump, or the, I should say Dr. Fauci, resisted some things from President Trump regarding funding and so forth. So, you know,
and wouldn't get it anyway.
Exactly. So this is the kind of, dare we say, smoking gun kind of material that will, you know, continue to not just tarnish, but really create massive problems, shall we say, for Dr. Fauci and the origins of this virus. And what did Fauci know, and when did he know it? You know, a little familiar sort of phraseology there from history. But, yeah, this is getting bigger.
And Kamala Harris is going to the border, right?
She's going to the border. She's going to El Paso.
Yep, and she's going there with Mr. Mayorkas, right?
Right.
Little Mai Mayorkas.
Right.
I'm just using that name on purpose because the guy, you know, I look at the guy and it's like, does he even know where he's at?
Yeah, very good question.
Yeah. Now, the sheriffs along the border, and there's a whole bunch of them, are asking the vice president to meet with the residents along the border that have been terrorized by the cartels, the drug traffickers, and the human traffickers almost on a daily or nightly basis. And let's see if she's got the kahunas to do that.
We will see. I think that they will keep her as far away from them as possible.
Of course.
Yeah, only because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. It is something that the American people immediately understand and can sympathize with. Hey, you've got cartels terrorizing people along the border. We all know how bad the cartels are. Nobody's pro-cartel. And yet, this is the heart and soul of this story to a great degree. Number one, you've got the human tragedy of people making these trips and the unaccompanied minors and all of these hardships and things that are happening and the indentured servitude. And then, of course, you've got the cartels running drugs and human trafficking across the border. The Biden administration and Harris have a blind eye because they want to craft a certain narrative, and I guess all others be damned.
And by the way, last night we also had to report about the Daytona Beach police officer who had been shot the afternoon before, was fighting for his life. I believe he still is in critical condition. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
And the suspect, as who they identified and identified the vehicle that he was driving, is still at large. And the shooter has got a long history of weapons, assault arrests, and things that have been violent in his nature. Again, how this guy was even out on the street, being a three times and you're out type guy, he had like five or six or seven times and should have been out, and he was out on the street.
Exactly right. Very sad. Yes.
And Governor DeSantis and the Attorney General have promised when they catch this guy, he's going away for a long time. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. rescue workers are continuing through the night to look for survivors after a high-rise condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. It happened at 1:30 in the morning. One person is known dead. About 100 people are still missing.
This is a tragedy without precedent in the United States of America. The devastation that I witnessed today is the likes of which I've never seen, and I have been to Haiti and other nations.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Investigators are still trying to find out the cause of the collapse. Structural engineers are searching to find out why the high-rise collapsed the way it did. Authorities say 35 people were evacuated from the building, and 102 people were confirmed safe. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain? Let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And let's not forget that I am a customer of Geico, so I speak with this with certainty because I know what they have done for me over the past 18 years. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, the really good thing about this is if you've got a car or you've got a truck or a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, they can insure all of that. But to get an even bigger savings, you go to your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance, bundle it together with your automotive, and you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. That's how it works. Now, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and while you're there, take a look. And you'll find out what they can do for you. They'll save you a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And somebody asked me why you were the professor of politics, and I said, because you just are.
Well, that's right.
Yep, when you talk about as much politics as we do.
Well, sure.
And again, I've had people say, well, where's he a professor at? Well, we can't say that because if we do, you might get yourself into trouble. You might not be a professor anymore.
Well, that's right. But for now, I am the professor of politics.
Yep, and, and maybe when you retire and come down here to Florida, then we'll tell everybody. All right, well, here we go. We talked about the alleged Florida cop, Daytona PD killer, still at large. That's a very sorry situation. I hope they catch him soon. I know they're looking for him in Florida, but I think they need to broaden their horizons because maybe the guy has moved out of Florida right now and moved up the line somewhere. Who knows? But it's a dangerous cat. So if they locate him, you know, if you locate the guy, and you'll find out all about how to do that with the description that's been given, the plate in the car and all that stuff. You just call 911 and stay out of the way. All right. The House GOP, and this is kind of interesting, Kyle, the House GOP is going to hold its own hearing on the origin of COVID. Now, how about that?
Well, that is good, because obviously this is not really something that's going to come from Nancy Pelosi and company, because they want to be able to control the information flow. They want to be able to control the perception. But more and more, Captain, Americans are beginning to have some very, very serious concerns about what was happening at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, what is bat research, and, you know, how do all this go together in order to facilitate what appears to be a release of some kind of this virus, whether by accident or on purpose. The American public wants to know, and they're no longer just fine with not asking that question anymore.
Well, the Democrats will not officially investigate, in the House of Representatives anyway, what the origins were, whether or not China was involved. Of course, the Republicans have said China lied and Americans died, which is why they're going to launch this investigation. To me, I say it's about damn time.
Well, certainly. This is the kind of story or event, really is a better word, that can get to be a critical mass. Where even the party in control of the House and Senate and the White House even aren't able to just keep it under control, basically, because more and more people will ask about it. We're starting to see other aspects of COVID-19 and so forth begin to creep into the mainstream news media, and eventually it can't be contained any longer.
Yeah. Now, also, we talked a little bit about this, but in about another couple of weeks or so ahead of schedule, the U.S. is going to be down to roughly 650 U.S. troops that will be in Afghanistan until the September pullout deadline, and that'll be it. And they won't be doing much more than perhaps a little advising to the Afghan troops. They're not going to be wandering all over Afghanistan because there's not enough of them, because the Taliban is on the move right now.
Yes, exactly right. And a lot of those American forces, we understand, will even be, for example, at the airport near the airport in Kabul. They'll be there until about September, we understand.
Well, they're trying to keep the Afghani Air Force flying, because that's about the only positive thing about the military that you can say about Afghanistan.
Well, right, and most of whatever goes on in terms of trying to interdict, bad actors is going to be from the air one way or another, whether it's Afghani or whether it's drones, U.S. drones from faraway bases, as it were, or bases outside of Afghanistan.
Now, you know who Louie Gohmert is, right? Representative of Texas?
Right.
Congressman in Texas? He has come out and said that Vice President Harris is going to El Paso because that's where one of the migrant centers is, where they got a bunch of people there on the old military base that's right there. And she's going to use a bunch of migrant kids as a photo op.
Well, the whole thing has to be a photo op. I mean, this, in other words, it's taken them who knows how long to actually plan this. In the sense of trying to make sure every little thing is going to be positive for the vice president. This is I don't think it's a fact-finding mission. I don't think it's go down there and really see what's happening.
Hell no.
And get a feel so that she can roll up her sleeves and really get it to work on this thing. That's not it at all. This is damage control to a great degree because of the way that this, number one, occurred, how she even got this appointment by the president, and then, number two, the fact that she stumbled through this whole story for some 90 days that she couldn't fix this and actually went out and made it worse as being a not-ready-for-primetime player in these different interviews.
Now, I've had a couple of questions come in from the audience here about whether or not Rudy Giuliani can take his losing his law license in the state of New York and take that further to another court. Well, he already did because this was a ruling that came from a appeals court in New York State, a New York appeals court. This is an internal item to be decided in New York because it's his law license in New York State. It has nothing to do with the federal law of any type, so I don't see where he would be able to take that to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, and challenge it.
Yeah, this is a New York State Bar Association, I would think.
Yeah, it's an association, and they control who is a member, who is a good attorney in standing, or a bad one. And again, they didn't care for the, and here's, let's see, the horribly dishonest opinion put forward by Rudy Giuliani with all of this stuff about the election of 2020.
Yep.
Their words, not mine.
Yes, exactly. And he's been practicing law, I believe, in the state of New York, received his law license in 1969, so quite a while, almost over 50 years, basically.
But he also was licensed in other states, because remember when he was representing the president?
Yep.
He'd show up in 3 or 4 of the states.
That's right.
So he has a license to practice in other states, too. I think he may have a license to practice in Florida. I'm pretty sure he does in a couple of the Midwest states because he was there during the recounts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he was talking like as if he was the guy.
Well, of course. But, you know, no matter what it's about, people have the right to have some opinion about some historical event. So it's interesting that we keep seeing this come back.
Right.
You know, we know who the president is, we get that, but people have the right to say what they want to say, presumably.
Now, I have some unconfirmed news coming from Surfside, Florida. Apparently, folks, they have recovered the remains of about 8 or 9 people. That will add to the death count. That's all I know. I can only tell you that I heard them discussing it on the scanner because I'm listening to the emergency frequency down there, and I'm listening to the disaster area response from the different units that are there. And I heard it during one of the breaks, and I told you about it, Kyle.
Yes. And so, again, this is, it's unconfirmed at this point.
Right.
But this is, the process that they're going through. And it takes a while for the authorities to make these confirmations and so forth. But from what the captain is saying, what we're hearing is that these things are moving forward. They're finding others, unfortunately.
And this is going 24/7. They're expediting this as quickly as they can, rotating around the clock because they're trying to find survivors.
Yes, exactly. Search and rescue.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming back with the second version of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America. And Ron Edwards is going to take it to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna Fiducia and Don Newen, Cowboy Logic. Check them out, Cowboy Logic Radio. And they do a YouTube feature every week, so it's kind of neat watching all of that. Now let me take a look over here and remind you that this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Make sure you pull on in there, tell them you were listening to this program. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club or the RV Club, where you will get points for the fuel you buy, for the food that you buy, and for the supplies you buy in a store.
And in the meantime, here is the second version I have for you tonight of the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. And Kyle's going to try to tell us who this is. Here we go. Kyle, time's up. Who is it?
Well, Captain, I'm going to go with Aerosmith.
You're right.
How'd
you do that?
Well, I mean, I took out Steve Tyler in there.
Even though there's a girl in there singing too.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. I thought that might throw you off. All right. Well, you got it right. So you win something.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, that too. Well, I'd be happy to buy you a chicken dinner. All you got to do is show up to get it. Okay, well, folks, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we do have some major weather. Again, storms moving across the Midwest here, starting in the Midwest. And, by the way, it's gotten worse in Oklahoma. A slow-moving cold front will bring multiple rounds of widespread heavy rain, localized flash flooding, and severe thunderstorms from the Central Plains into the Great Lakes through Saturday, with a dangerous heat wave and record-setting triple-digit temperatures expected through the weekend and into next week over the northwestern part of the U.S., where excessive heat watches and warnings have already been issued. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have heat advisories actually showing up as well up in western Montana. This is going to be west of Helena, but also, of course, encompassing areas like Missoula. So they've got heat advisories. Excessive heat watch in southern Idaho, near Pocatello and Twin Falls. Idaho Falls, I should say. And then excessive heat warnings over near Boise in southern Idaho, but covering all of northern Idaho, all of Washington State, all of Oregon, we have excessive heat warnings. Now, typically, places like Portland and Seattle, they're going to be looking at mid-70s, but this is going to go into the 90s and into the triple digits quite easily. So people in those areas, you need to be careful. You need to be ready for excessive heat and take precautions, whatever you can do. This extends down into Northern California and through parts of Central California, down through Southern California. We still have an excessive heat watch, so be careful in those areas too. The rest of the map is devoid of those excessive heat warnings, but places like Las Vegas, of course, are still going to be pretty hot.
All righty. Now, folks, I told you last hour about what's going on along I-70 and the southeastern corner of Nebraska, but now we got to bring Oklahoma into it because Oklahoma, things are flaring up, and I told you they were going to flare up in Oklahoma. But let me start north of there first. If you're traveling along I-70, coming just about Leavenworth, Kansas, over to Kansas City and all the way to St. Louis, you're going to have severe thunderstorms. You're going to have flooding. You're going to have heavy rain coming down. In the St. Louis area right now, folks, we have tornado watches going on in the St. Louis area right now. It's just in that area. It's about a 25 or a 30-mile round area that I'm looking at here. But you've got heavy rain all the way over to there. You've got rain all the way over to Effingham. And then the rain angles up towards the northwestern corner of Indiana and right up into the western part of Michigan, all the way up to Grand Rapids, and it looks like it's moving to the east. Half of Michigan's got some light showers, but heavy rains behind it. And then in Illinois, along I-80, right there around the Quad Cities, Iowa, right on the line, you've got a heavy thunderstorm warning, or a severe thunderstorm warning. You've got a flood warning, and you've got a flood watch in that area, too, over that way. And the southern part of Iowa, you've got a lot of rain in there, southeastern corner of Nebraska. Now, moving down to Oklahoma right now, Oklahoma City, heavy rain west, almost all the way to Amarillo, all the way down to the Texas border towards Wichita Falls. And then to the east, you have an unsettled pattern of storms over there that it looks like we've got a severe thunderstorm watch, and the possibility exists for some even worse weather to happen between Oklahoma City and Tulsa right up to the Missouri corner. So that's all I see right there, and it's all happening in that one area, Kyle.
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And now we jump right over to the telephone line to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Have you been watching what's been going on down there in Surfside?
Pretty much.
Okay. I've been on top of that. I've got my little scanner thing going on here. I've been listening to the disaster site itself and the discussion going on. Now, this is unconfirmed, but a little while ago, it sounded like as if they have retrieved the remains of about 8 or 9 people. I haven't heard it come over the news yet. It might soon, but that's what I've been told here listening to it on a scanner. So they are starting to make a little headway. Don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign for what's going on, but that means I think you're going to have a pretty good death toll here, unfortunately.
That seems to be the kind of the ominous prediction, yes.
Now, I did get a message from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He says, Captain, your information is better than mine, reason Surfside. But from your experience as a first responder, you know that missing cannot be in any way positive. That is, if some of the residents went up north, we don't know that. Now, they would have been heard from, and they would have said something, obviously, or they would answer their phone, and they're not doing any of that. So it appears the loss of life is going to be great. Thanks for the great job you're doing. And he mentioned you in this. He says, you and Denise and Kyle and Frank are always doing the best you can, and the reports you give are better than watching the news.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and I've got information coming over my scanner here that I'll get to here when we go to the top of our break, but there's a lot of activity going on right now there, and I just heard him again talk about bringing up another rig. The rig they're talking about is an ambulance. So that's what they're doing there. So anyway, it is what it is. Now, we are going to talk more about our response down here from our governor and people that are involved, and get into a little bit more detail about the tremendous stress that this puts on the first responders, because there will be people that will retire as a result of what just transpired there that they've been through. Mark my words. All right, hold on, Denise, and we'll be right back with more. I'm going to monitor these transmissions coming in here right now. A lot of stuff going on in Surfside. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Friday Morning Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.